主里亲爱的弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，你们好，欢迎您收听嘉略山华人基督教会主持的空中主日崇拜。今天的讲员是黄奇峰牧师，翻译是黄奇光牧师。今天讲员要与我们分享的信息是神救赎和赦罪的恩典，经文出自以弗所书第一章七节。现在让我们存虔诚的心，一起用诗歌、祷告和领受圣经的教训，来崇拜三位一体又真又活伟大的神。
来敬拜主。
We welcome you to the house of God to worship the Lord.
今天是一个蒙福的日子。
Today is a blessed day.
神要在这里赐福给你。
The Lord will bless you here today.
主耶稣要对你说。
Jesus Christ will say to you.
愿你平安。
Peace be to you.
让我们一起祷告。
Now let's join our hearts and pray together.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Father in heaven,
我们奉耶稣基督的名赞美你。
We praise you in the name of Jesus Christ.
保守我们平安过了一个礼拜。
We thank you for keeping us safe for another week.
今日又领我们回到你的家。
Today you have brought us back into your house.
直到我们可以朝见你的面。
So that we may see your face.
敬拜赞美你。
So that we may worship you, praise you.
听您话语的声音。
We may hearken unto your voice speaking to us.
弟兄姐妹有交通。
So that we may have fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
这恩典何等的奇妙。
Oh, how wonderful is this grace.
让我们珍惜主给我们的恩惠。
And may we cherish such grace.
在主里面喜乐。
And to rejoice in the Lord.
在我们中间有软弱的。
Lord, those who are weak among us.
求主刚强。
And may the Lord strengthen them.
有疾病的。
Those who are sick.
求主医治。
You heal them.
软弱的。
Those who are weak,
求主安慰。
You comfort them.
谢谢主的恩典。
Thank you, Lord, for your grace.
将以下的敬拜的时间交在主的手中。
We entrust the next hour of worship into your hands.
主啊，释放我们。
Lord, set us free.
让我们的灵自由来敬拜你。
So that spirit is free to worship you.
让我们的音乐达到神的宝座前。
May our music, our songs of praise reach the throne of God.
使神高兴。
And to gladden the hearts of God.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
神的爱是奇妙的爱
The love of God is divine love, is wonderful love.
我们不知道为什么
We do not know why.
他来寻找我们
He come to seek us.
我们不知道为什么
We do not know why.
他差遣他的儿子来替我们死
God sent his only begotten son to die for us on the cross.
我们这么不配
We are so unworthy.
他却这么的爱
Yet he loved us.
Oh, 多么奇妙的爱
Oh, what a wonderful love.
超乎我们所能理解
Far exceeds our understanding and comprehension.
他却是真真实实的
But his love is genuine, is truthful.
下一首诗歌是79首
Now let's turn to hymn number 79. Dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣说
Jesus says,
在世界你们有苦难
There is tribulation in this world.
在我里面你们有平安
But in Christ, there is peace.
在很多人生的试炼当中
In trials, many trials of life.
我们是多么的需要主
How we need the Lord.
唯有他能够保护我们
He and He alone can secure us, safeguard us.
下一首诗歌是101首。
Now let's turn to hymn 101.
兄姐妹仍然站立。
Please remain standing, brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
Let's join our hearts in one accord and pray together.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Father in heaven.
我们奉耶稣基督的名感谢你。
We thank you in the name of Jesus.
你带领我们到你的家来敬拜你。
And you have led us into your house to worship you.
今日是主的日子。
Today is the Lord's day.
我们的心充满着喜乐。
Our hearts are filled with your joy.
基督不单为我们降世。
Jesus Christ not only came to this world for us.
不单将神的话教导我们。
Not only that he preached to us, instruct us the word of God.
更是替我们死。
Further, he died for us.
他为我们复活。
And he rose again.For us,
战胜了死亡,
and He has conquered death,
为我们带来永生的盼望,
and He has brought upon us the hope of eternal life.
因主耶稣活着,
because Jesus Christ lived,
生活就有意义,
life become meaningful.
因主耶稣活着,
because Jesus Christ lives,
工作就有力量,
the strength for work.
因主耶稣活着,
because Jesus Christ lives,
明天就有盼望。
There is hope for tomorrow.
主，我们是一群有盼望的人。
Lord, we are the people of hope.
有盼望就有喜乐。
When we have hope, we have joy.
有喜乐就有力量。
When we have joy, we have the strength.
主，我们今天到你的家来敬拜你。
God, we come into your house to worship you.
向你充满着敬畏的心。
We come to you in reverence.
求你再一次洁净我们。
Once again, please sanctify us.
使到我们圣洁。
So that we can be pure and holy.
站在你的面前。
To stand in your presence.
所求主今日用圣经教导我们。
Lord, teach us with your holy word.
使到我们知道你的心意。
So that we know your heart, your will.
在每日的生活中遵行圣经的教导。
In our everyday life, practice the word of God.
在生命中结出圣灵的果子。
And to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit in our daily living.
来荣耀你的名。
And to bring glory to the name of God.
请你建立这个教会。
Lord, may you build up your church here.
使到这个教会在你的恩惠慈爱中成长。
So this church here will grow in the grace and the truth of God.
成为世上的光
and can be the lampstand, the light of this world.
来荣耀三位一体的真神
to bring glory to the triune God.
成为真理的出口
and to become the mouthpiece of the truth.
成为基督的香气
and to become the aroma, the fragrance of Christ.
直到众人在这个教会上看见你的荣耀
So people come here, they will see the glory of God.
我们将今天的聚会交在您的手里。
Lord, we entrust the worship service into your hand.
从开头直到末了。
From the very beginning to completion.
求主都赐福给我们。
May God bless us.
再一次我们恳求。
Once again, we pray.
求主安慰有忧伤的。
May the Lord comfort those who are sorrowful in heart.
医治有软弱的。
May the Lord heal those who are sick.
帮助有需要的。
And help those who are in need.
谢谢主的恩典。
Thank you, God, for your grace.
在一切之上
and above all,
愿主得到一切的荣耀
may God receive all glory,
主的真理被传扬
the truth of God be proclaimed,
你的百姓在你的教会里面蒙恩
and your people shall receive grace in your house,
基督被高举
Jesus Christ be lifted up,
圣灵高兴
and the Holy Spirit is rejoicing,
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. 兄姐妹，今天我们要从以弗所书第一章七节来思想神给人救赎和赦罪的恩典。
Yes, brothers and sisters, through Ephesians 1:7, we want to consider together the grace of forgiveness that God has given us.
首先我们思想神救赎的恩典。
Now let's first look at the grace of redemption of God.
圣经说我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎。
The Bible says that we have been redeemed through His blood.
这句话有四方面值得思想。
Now this statement calls for a consideration from four different aspects.
第一，救赎的意义。
First, the meaning of redemption.
第二，谁是救赎者。
Second, who is the redeemer?
第三，救赎的代价。
Thirdly,The price for the redemption.
第四，救赎的意义。
Fourthly, the meaning of redemption.
我们思想救赎的定义。
Now let's consider the definition of redemption.
根据 Webster Dictionary, 救赎是付出代价，将之买回来。
According to Webster's dictionary definition, redemption is to pay a ransom price in order to redeem the person.
买回来的目的是使到他重得自由。
To buy the person back so that the person can be set free.
买回来的目的是使他能够重新展现他的美丽。
To purchase the person back to give him freedom so that the person could show forth his beauty.
有一个故事可以帮助我们了解赎回来的这个概念。
There's a story that helps us to understand the concept of redemption.
有一天，一个孩子带着一个帆船的模型去湖边玩。
One day, a child brought a model ship to play, in the river.
谁知这个湖刮起了大风，把帆船卷去了。
But the lake suddenly had a storm.They took away the small boat.
这个孩子多次来到湖边往返的寻找。
The child came to the lake every day to look for his lost ship.
但是每天都失望的，很扫兴的回家。
But every day he went home disappointed.
有一天，他在一个商店的窗橱里面就看到他帆船的模型。
One day.And a window of a secondary shop, he saw his lost ship.
他对老板说：“这个帆船是我的，这个帆船是我的。”
And he said to the owner, "This boat belongs to me."
你可不可以将这个归还给我？把它归还给我吧。
Could you please return this boat to me?
老板说：“这是我付钱向当地一个渔夫买来的。”
And the owner said, "I purchased it."From a local fisherman.
老板说，如果你想要得到这个帆船，你要付钱跟我买。
If you want to get this boat back, you have to pay the money to buy it from me.
孩子只好无奈地回家。
And the son went home because he could not do anything else.
他就开始去工作赚钱。
He began to work to make some money.
有一天，他带着所储蓄的钱来到这个商店。
One day, he brought the money he saved.To this shop,
把心爱的帆船买回来
and he purchased back the boat he lost.
当这个孩子握着这个帆船的时候
and when he took hold of this boat,
他说，宝贝的说，船啊，我的船啊。
He said from a very grateful heart, he said, "Oh, precious boat, precious boat."
我曾经造你，如今又把你买回来。
I made you, and now I have purchased you back.
如今我第二次拥有你。
Now I have owned you the second time.
弟兄姐妹，以上的例子就是赎回来的意思。
Brothers and sisters, the example that we have given illustrates the meaning of redemption.
对基督徒而言
，As for believers,
神创造了我们。
God created us.
但是亚当把我们卖给魔鬼。
But Adam sold us to the devil.
神就差遣耶稣基督来到这个世界，用生命的赎价把我们买回来。
God sent the Lord Jesus Christ to this world to buy us back.
这是圣经中一个很重要的真理概念。
This is a very important concept in the Bible.
第二个问题是谁是救赎者？
This leads to the second question. Who then is the Redeemer?
回答是救赎者。救赎者就是神的爱子耶稣基督。
The answer is that the Redeemer is the beloved Son of God, Jesus Christ.
在马太福音十三章四十四节
，In the book of Matthew 13:44,
主耶稣施了一个比喻对众人说
，Jesus Christ gave a parable as he said to the people.
他说天国好像宝贝藏在地里
，That the kingdom of God is like a treasure.Hidden in the field.
一个人经过的时候遇见了，就把这个宝贝藏在地里。
When a person came by and saw the treasure, he hid it into the field.
欢欢喜喜去变卖一切所有的，然后回来买下这块地。
And joyfully he went to sell all that he owned in order to purchase this piece of land.
在这个比喻里面。世界就是这个地。
In this parable, the world is this piece of field.
宝贝就是失散的灵魂。
And the treasure represents the lost souls of man.
变卖所有的就是他必须付上最高的代价。
To sell all that he had, it means that he must pay the highest price.
而这个买地的人就是耶稣自己。
And the one who purchased the land is Jesus Christ.
主耶稣把这个地球买回来，把这个世界赎回来，不是因为他需要多一个地球。
The Lord Jesus Christ redeemed the world back to himself. It doesn't mean that he needs to have one more planet Earth.
他付最高的代价赎回这个世界，是要拯救其中失散的灵魂。
He paid the highest price to purchase the world.In order to save the souls in the world,
接近他们，把他们带到天上去。
So that he can sanctify the soul and bring them to heaven.
下面的一个问题是救赎的代价。
The next question is the price of redemption.
救赎的代价是神儿子自己的生命。
Now the price of the redemption is the precious life of the Son of God.
在马可福音十章四十五节
，In the Gospel of Mark chapter 10 verse 45，
主耶稣说：“人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。”
Jesus said the Son of God came not to be served but to serve people，
并且要舍命做多人的赎价
，and to give his life as a ransom for many。
彼得前书第一章十八十九节说。
First Peter chapter 1 verses 18 and 19 says,
保罗彼得说你们得赎不是借着能坏的金子银子。
Peter said in these two verses, you were redeemed not by corruptible, perishable gold and silver,
乃是凭着耶稣基督的宝血。
You were redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
他是无瑕疵无玷污羔羊的血。
He is completely without blame and without spot is completely pure.
弟兄姐妹，我们得以赎回来归于神。
Brothers and sisters, we have been redeemed for God, to God.
不是地上的金子银子。
It is not by the gold and silver of this earth.
不是任何一个牲畜的生命。
It is not by the life of any animals.
更不是借着我们的努力，我们的善行。
Not through our efforts and our good work.
那救赎我们的代价乃是神的儿子耶稣的生命，他的宝血。
The redemption price that redeemed us is the life of Christ, the blood of the Son of God.
第四个问题，救赎的意义。
The fourth question, what is the meaning of redemption?
神救赎我们，说明什么呢？
When God redeemed us, what does it mean?
第一，人需要一位救主。
First, it means men need a savior.
在奴隶市场上
On the slave market,
奴隶自己没办法将自己赎出来。
The slaves could not redeem themselves.
除非有人为他付上了代价，才能够把他释放出来。
Unless someone pay a price so that they could be redeemed.
同样的，人犯罪以后就被罪辖制，不得自由。
Likewise, after mankind had sinned in Adam, they would be controlled. They could not have freedom.
人犯罪就要受法律的制裁。
And when they sinned, they must be punished by the law.
法律不会放过任何一个罪人。
The law will not give up any sinners.
直到这个罪恶受了审判。
Until the sin is being condemned.
而主耶稣就是这样为我们的罪受了审判。
But Jesus Christ was condemned for our sin.
他流出自己的宝血，作为一个生命的赎价，来还清我们的罪债。
He shed his precious blood as a ransom price to redeem us.
他将我们从律法的定罪单中释放出来。
He set us free from the condemnation of the law.
第二，借着耶稣基督的救赎，我们看到了神的爱。
Second, through the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ, we see the love of God.
早些时候我们唱到神圣的妙爱。
Earlier, we sang the hymn, the wonderful love of God.
是的，神爱世人。
Yes, God loves the world.
甚至差他的独生子来到这个世界救赎我们。
And he sent his only begotten son to the world to save us.
主耶稣刚要开始出来做救赎工作的时候。
At the beginning, when Jesus came out to do the work of redemption.
魔鬼就献一个计谋给耶稣。
The devil gave Jesus Christ a suggestion.
他说你何必用生命的代价去赎回这个世界。
He asked Jesus, why do you have to pay the price of life to redeem this world?
你如果拜我一下，我就将世界还给你。
Simply worship me, and I will return the world to you.
但是主耶稣知道，凡是拜魔鬼的，就必须服侍他。
But Jesus knew that whoever worshippedThe devil must serve the devil.
所以耶稣拒绝魔鬼所献的计谋。
So Jesus Christ rejected the suggestions of the devil.
他甘心情愿地选择替我们死在十字架上。
He willingly chose to die for us on the cross.
哥林多后书第八章九节说
，Second Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9 says.
他本来是富足的
，He was rich.
却为我们成了贫穷。
But he became poor for us.
叫我们的贫，在我们这些贫穷，因他可以得富足。
So that we who were poor become rich because of him.
腓立比书第二章说
，Philippians chapter 2 says.
主耶稣有神的形象。
Jesus Christ had the form of God.
却不强调他与神平等的地位。
But he would not hold on to this privilege.
他反倒虚己。
He humbled himself.
他取了奴仆的形象。
He took the form of a servant.
他成为人的样式。
And he became man.
他卑微自己。
And he humbled himself.
存心忍耐。
And he was patient.
以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He surrendered himself all the way to the point of death, and even death on the cross.
弟兄姐妹。耶稣受的死不是一般的死，乃是十字架上的死。
The death of Jesus Christ is not ordinary death, but the death on the cross.
是最痛苦的死。
The most agonizing death.
哦，耶稣何等爱我们。
Oh, Jesus, how he loved us.
为了寻找我们，他离开荣耀的天家，来到这个地球。
In order to seek for us, he departed from heaven to this earth.
他是神，却为我们的缘故成为人。
He is God, and for our sake, he also took on human form.
为使到我们能够在神面前称义。
So that we can be justified in the presence of God.
他守清了律法，活出了完美的生命。
He kept the law, and he lived a perfect life.
为体恤我们的痛苦。
In order to sympathize with our agony,
他受委屈。
He suffered mistreatment.
他被诬告。
He was misaccused.
他被拒绝。
He was rejected.
他被出卖。
And he was being betrayed.
为还清我们的罪债。
In order to pay the debts of our sin,
他 遍体鳞伤，鲜血淋漓。
He was wounded all over his body, and he shed blood.
为了救赎我们
，In order to redeem us,
他被钉死在十字架上。
He was crucified on the cross.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣救赎是何等的爱
！Brothers and sisters, Jesus redeemed us, and what a love He has shown to us.
是牺牲的爱，舍己的爱。
It is a sacrificial love and self-giving love.
是无条件的爱，是无与伦比的爱。
It is unconditional love. It is matchless love.
现在我们思想信息的第二方面。
Now let's consider the second.Parts of the message.
第一方面是神救赎的恩典。现在我们讲第二方面是神赦罪的恩典。
Now the first part is the grace of His redemption. The second part is His the grace of forgiveness.
新闻说我们借着爱子的血，过犯得以赦免。
The Bible says that through the blood of the beloved Son of God, our sins have been forgiven.
我们从三方面来思想神赦罪的恩典。
We will consider the grace of His forgiveness from three different angles.
第一，罪得赦免的需要。
First, the need of the forgiveness of sin.
第二，赦罪恩典的预备。
Second, the provisions of the forgiveness of sin.
第三，罪得赦免的喜乐。
Thirdly, the joy of the forgiveness of sin.
现在我们思想罪得赦免的需要。
Now we look at the need for forgiveness.
你问人类最深的需要是什么？
You ask, what is the deepest need of humankind?
是金钱吗？
Is it money?
是物质吗？
Is it material things?
是政权吗？
Is it political authority?
是军队跟武器吗？
Is it the army and weapons?
答案是否定的。
And the answer to all these questions is negative.
每一个人心灵最深的需要是罪得着赦免。
In every person's life, the deepest need of man is the forgiveness of sin.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
无论是犹太人，是外邦人，都被圈在罪恶的下面。
Whether you are Jews or Gentiles, you are all in the circle of sin.
罗马书第三章告诉我
Book of Romans chapter 3 tells us.
没有义人，连一个也没有
There's no righteous person, not even one.
没有明白的，没有寻求神的
No one understands, and no one really seek God.
没有一个行善的，连一个也没有
There's no one doing good, not even one.
个人都偏行己路
Everyone has gone astray.
大家有没有听到刚才诗班唱的诗歌
Have you heard the song that the choir sang earlier?
天使很高兴吗
Was the angel very happy?
天使很失望吗
Was the angel very disappointed?
非常的失望。
Yes, very.
每个人都在睡觉。
Everyone is sleeping.
每一个人都离开了正路。
Everyone has departed from the path of right.
所以那守望者大声的呼叫。
So the watchman cry out loud.
天使啊，等一下，不要离开，不要离开。
Oh, angels, wait, don't depart.
让我们去唤醒他们。
Let me go and arouse them up.
是的，弟兄姐妹。世人都犯了罪，包括两位牧师站在这里。
Yes, brothers and sisters, all the world have sinned, including the two pastors.
罪的工价是什么？罪的结局是什么
？And what is the result of sin? What is the wages of sin?
罗马书六章二十三节说，罪的工价就是死。
Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death.
就算你在无知中犯罪。
Even if you sin in ignorance,
圣经说你也必须认罪。
The Bible says you must confess that sin.
你也必须献上赎罪祭。
The Bible says that you must offer the sacrifice for sin.
如果你没有还清这个罪债，你的罪永远要控告你，律法要定你的罪，魔鬼要把你拉到地狱去。
If you never deal with sin, then the devil will accuse you. Sin will not let you go.And the devil will drag you to hell.
一个朋友跟我谈论罪的问题。
A friend talked with me about the issue of sin.
他说我爸爸是一个非常热心宗教的人。
And he said my dad is very enthusiastic about religion.
他每天三次念经。
He read some kind of script every day.
常常修心默想，常常修心默想行善。
He always try to take care of himself, and he's always meditate, and he always try to do good work.
他说：“难道我父亲这样虔诚还不够吗？”
He say, "Is my dad's piety not enough?"
难道他做了这么多善事，不能够上天堂吗？
Having done all these things, could he not go to heaven?
我问你父亲罪的问题如何解决呢？
I ask, how did your father deal with the problem of sin?
圣经说，除非罪的问题得到解决，人不能亲近神。
The Bible says, unless the problem of sin has been resolved, no one cannot come close to God.
罪人不能够与圣洁的神相交相通。
Sinners.Could not have fellowship with the Holy God.
因为哥林多后书六章十四节说
，For 2 Corinthians 6:14 says,
义的跟不义的有什么相合呢
？There is no harmony between the righteous and the unrighteous.
光明跟黑暗有什么相交呢
？Light and darkness, there is no correspondence.
人犯了罪，如何都已经与神隔绝了。
Men have sinned and have been separated from God.
罪人只能站在公义圣洁的神面前。
How can a sinner stand before a righteous God?
如果要与神恢复这个交通，罪的问题必须先解决。
In order to be restored to the fellowship with God, the problem of sin must be resolved.
罪如何解决
？But how can people settle the problem of sin?
神与人之间的拦阻如何除去？谁来除去？用什么除去
？The hindrance between God, how could it be removed? And who could do this job?
这就引进了第二方面。
This leads to the second aspect of the question.
就是神赦罪的恩典的预备。
That is the provisions of God's forgiveness of sin.
我们要说感谢神。
We say thank you, God.
因为神看到我们在最终可怜的光景，仍然怜爱我们。
Because God saw our pitiful condition in sin, and He had compassion on us.
他仍然愿意跟我们有交通。
He still wants to have fellowship with us.
他仍然愿意跟我们建立一个亲密的关系。
He still wants to establish an intimate relationship with us.
因此，他主动为人预备了拯救的方法。
Therefore, He actively provided a method by which He could redeem people.
在旧约的时代，他告诉摩西。
In the Old Testament time, he told Moses,
你们暂时用牲畜的血来为人赎罪。
Temporarily, you redeem the sin of man through the blood of the animals.
人犯了罪，就要带一个无瑕疵的羊羔到圣殿来。
When a person sins, he must bring a blameless lamb to the Holy Temple of God.
他要按手在这个无罪的羊羔的头上。
And let him put his hands on the animal.
承认他的罪。
Confess his sin.
也将他的罪归到这个羊羔的身上。
And attribute his sin upon this sinless lamb.
这个时候，你的罪归到羊羔身上，羊就成为一个有罪的羊。
And when you attribute your sin to the lamb becomes a sinful lamb.
祭司就把这个羊羔。去宰了
，Then the priest will kill the lamb，
然后为这个罪人来献上赎罪祭
，and to offer up a sin offering on behalf of the sinner。
人献完了赎罪祭，他才可以献反祭跟平安祭。
Only when a man has offered up a sin offering can he then follow it up with a peace offering and a burnt offering。
在献反祭跟平安祭的时候。
And when he give offer up the burnt offering and peace offering,
他就可以开始向神祷告。
Then he is qualified to pray to God.
神也愿意听他的祷告。
And God is willing to listen to his prayer.
因为这个罪已经除去了。
For sin has been removed.
但是这个人转头又去犯罪。
But the person turn around and he sin again.
他又要来献上赎罪祭。
And he must come back to offer a sin offering.
罪犯的越多，要献的祭就越多。
The more sin he committed, the more sacrifice he must offer.
况且牲畜的生命不能够代替人的生命。
Also, the life of an animal could never substitute the life of a man.
神的心意是差遣自己的儿子来替人死。
So God's will was ultimately to send His Son to die for us.
在加拉太书第四章四节说
，In the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible says,
急至时候满足
，At the right time,
神就差遣他的儿子为童贞女所生。
God sent His Son to be born of a virgin,
且生在律法以下
，And He was born under the law.
为要把律法以下的人赎出来
，In order to redeem the people under the law.
以赛亚书五十三章说。
The book of Isaiah 53 says,
耶稣来到这个世界，
Jesus came to this world.
他担当我们的忧患，
He bore our sorrow.
他背负我们的痛苦，
He bore our sin,
他,
our agony.
他为我们的过犯受害，
He suffered for our sin.
他为我们的罪孽压伤，
He was wounded for our iniquity.
希伯来书九章十二节说，
The book ofHebrews 9:12 says,
耶稣来到这个世界，
Jesus came to this world,
流出他的血，
He shed his blood,
就完成了永远的赎啊，永远的救赎，
and he accomplished eternal redemption,
叫一切信靠耶稣宝血的人就可以成圣。
So that all those who believe in the blood of Jesus could be sanctified.
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们能够有一天站在这位公义圣洁的神面前。
One day we'll be able to stand before this holy and righteous God.
是因为我们的罪已经蒙了赦免。
It will be because our sins have been forgiven.
是因为耶稣所流的宝血洗净了我们。
It is because the blood that Jesus shed has washed us clean.
这就引进了第三个问题，罪得赦免的喜乐。
This leads to the third question in the second part.And that is the joy of forgiveness.
是的，耶稣的死解决了整个人类罪的问题。
Yes, the death of Jesus Christ resolved the problem of sin of the whole mankind.
所以保罗在哥林多前书十五章五十五、五十六大声地说。
Therefore, the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, 55, 56.
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里
？Death, where is your Stinks. Where's the power of your sting?
死啊，你的毒钩在哪里
？Death. Where is the hook of your poisonous hook?
基督耶稣已经为我们死了。
Jesus Christ has already died for us.
他从死里复活。
He rose from the dead.
他付清了，还清了我们的罪债。
He paid all the debts of our sin.
他胜过了死亡的权势。
He overcame the power of death.
他胜过了阴间的权势。
He overcame the power of Hades.
感谢主，耶稣流血洗净我们的罪。
Thank God, Jesus shed blood to cleanse us.From our sin.
他赦免我们的罪，我们就能够与神亲近和好。
He has forgiven us our sins so that we can be closer to God and be reconciled with Him.
他为我们复活。
He rose for us.
他在天上做两件事。
And He has ascended to heaven to do two things.
第一，为我们代祷。
First, to pray for us.
第二，为我们建造美丽的家。
Second, to prepare a beautiful home.
因为耶稣大祭司中保的事工。
Because of Jesus Christ, our great priest, and his ministry of mediation.
我们就能侍奉永生的神。
Because of him, we could serve the living God.
弟兄姐妹，罪得赦免是人生最喜乐的事。
Brothers and sisters, the forgiveness of sin is the greatest joy in life.
想一想，如果你能够到天堂去。
Think about it. If you could go to heaven.
想一想，如果你能够站在神面前。
Think about it. If you could stand in the presence of God.
但你的罪没有得着赦免。
But your sins have not been forgiven.
你站在那里是喜乐还是战惊呢？
When you stand in the presence of God,Are you joyful or are you trembling?
我告诉你是非常的羞耻，非常的惧怕，非常的战惊。
Let me tell you, when you stand in the presence of God with fullness of sin, you are trembling, you are shameful, and you are afraid.
但感谢主，
But thank God.
因着神的爱子耶稣基督替我们死，流宝血洗净我们的罪。
Because the beloved Son of God died on our behalf, shed the blood, forgive us our sins.
我们就能够坦然无惧站在神的面前。
We can stand in the presence of God with a clear conscience.
最后，圣经说，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
Finally, the Bible says all of these are in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
在罗马书，保罗讲到神很多很多丰富的事情。
In the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul talks about the many riches of God.
他讲到神丰盛的慈爱。
He talks about the riches of God's love.
他讲到神丰盛的宽容。
He talks about God's riches of forbearance.
他讲到神丰盛的忍耐。
He talks about the forbearance of God's patience.
他讲到神丰盛的荣耀。
He talks about the riches of the glory of God.
他讲到神丰盛的智慧。
He talks about the riches of God's wisdom.
他讲到神丰盛的知识。
He talks about the riches of the knowledge of God.
但这里讲到神的救赎，讲到神赦罪的时候，他讲到神丰盛的恩典。
Here, when he addressed the issues of redemption and forgiveness, he focuses on the riches of God's grace.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过造职这几个字？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever think about the word in accordance?
想一想，如果有一个人，他拥有整个世界和世界的财富。
Think about a man who owns the whole world and all the wealth of the world.
他给你10,000块钱。
If he give you $10,000,
这是照着他所拥有的一切吗？
Is it in accordance with what he has owned?
当然不是。
Of course it's not.
但弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？
But brothers and sisters, do you know?
当神赦免我们的罪的时候，
When God forgives us our sin,
乃是照着他丰盛的恩典。
It is in accordance with the riches of his grace.
有一首诗歌说，
It's a song, it says,
耶稣奇妙的恩典大过我的众过犯。
A wonderful grace of God is greater than all my sin.
大卫在诗篇103篇说，
David says in Psalm 103,
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
Just as the east is away, just so far away from the west, so God has removed our sins, so that it is far away from us.
耶利米书第31章34节说，
Jeremiah 31:34 says,
神说我要赦免他们的罪孽。
In this verse, God says, I will forgive their sin.
我不再纪念他们的罪恶。
I will not remember the sin anymore.
这是耶和华说的。
This is what God says.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
哦，神是照着他丰盛的恩典来赦免我们的罪。
God forgive us our sins according to the riches of his grace.
你说神的恩典有多大？
He says, how great is his grace?
他也如此的赦免我们。
So likewise, in the same manner, he forgives us.
不是说他的恩典如此大，他赦免我们的罪这么小。
It's not that, oh, his grace is so great, and then his forgiveness is so little.
那就不是照着了，就不能画一个等号了。
That would not be in accordance.
感谢主。
Well, thank God.
我不知道在座有没有人，你还没有经历到罪得赦免的这个恩典。
I don't know whether there's anyone among us who has not yet received the forgiveness of sin.
你听到神如此的爱你。
You heard that God has loved you so much.
他流出他的宝血。买赎了你。
The Son of God shed His precious blood to redeem you.
他为你预备救恩，愿意赦免你。
He has provided salvation and is willing to forgive you.
在我们当中有没有哪一位你还罪没有得着赦免？
Is there anyone here whose sin has not been forgiven?
当你站在上帝面前，你是恐惧，你是战惊，你是羞辱。
When you stand in the presence of God, you are fearful, you're trembling.You feel ashamed.
今天你听到这个信息，
Today you have heard this message.
是个大好的消息，
It's a great news.
你愿不愿意来得着神的赦罪？
Are you willing to accept the forgiveness of sin?
如果你心里没有平安，
If there's no peace in your heart,
你说我要主赦免我的罪，
You say I want God to forgive me.
请你举手表示好不好？
Would you please raise your hand to show that you want this? 天父的慈爱，
Now may the loving kindness of God the Father，
我们主耶稣基督的恩惠，
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ，
圣灵的交通，
And may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit，
每一天每一个时刻都与弟兄姐妹同在，
Be with brothers and sisters daily，
直到我们主耶稣基督回来的日子，
Until the day Jesus Christ return back for us，
愿主牵着您的手，
May the Lord hold your hand，
每天与你同行，
Walk alongside with you daily，
安慰你，
comfort you，
扶持你，
uphold you，
坚固你，
strengthen you，
供给你的需要，
provide for your need，
为你开出路，
open up a new and living way for you，
听你的祷告，
hearken unto your prayer，
赐给你一切的力量，
and give you all the strength，
一切的资源，
all the resource，
一切的智慧，
and all the wisdom，
来为主而活，
to live a life for God，
来为主而学，
and to study for God，
来为主而工作，
and to work for God，
在实际的生活中结出圣灵的果子，
and to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit in daily living，
总要爱我们的神，
and to glorify the God who loves us，
像主必与你同在，
in so doing God will be with you，
他的平安要赐给你，
and his peace will be bestowed on you，
他的喜乐要充满你，
and his joy shall fill your heart，
从今时直到永远，
from now unto eternity，
但愿在至高之处荣耀归于三位一体的真神，
and now may glory to the triune God in heaven，
圣父、圣子和圣灵，
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit，
在地上平安，
and on earth peace，
归给在座的每一位，
be to all the brothers and sisters here，
奉靠主耶稣基督的名，
and we bless in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord，
Amen，
Amen。
弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，以上空中主日崇拜节目是加略山基督教会制作的。你若正在寻找教会，或有信仰上的问题，或需要祷告，欢迎您打电话与我们联络。我们的教会是加略山基督教会，目前有三个聚会地点。我们的本堂在 Chino 市，地点是3945 Schaefer Avenue。教会的联络电话是909-591-0080，或者是626-475-6684。我们的英文堂是每个主日上午9:30开始聚会， 中文堂和儿童崇拜是11点开始聚会。此外，我们在 Eastville 分堂聚会的地点是在 Ronald Reagan Elementary School， 聚会时间是礼拜天上午10点钟。学校的地址是8300 Field Master Street Eastville， 询问的电话号码是951-934-6282。此外，我们还有一个粤语堂的崇拜，时间是在每个礼拜天上午10点半开始，聚会的地点在北美中华福音神学院内，地址是在1520 West Cameron Avenue West Covina， 联络电话是626-905-3370。各位朋友，再次谢谢您的收听，愿上帝赐福给您，下个礼拜天同一时间我们空中再会。